push the button.
Red means go.
Red means we're recording.
Yeah,
so
red means go in Radio Land, which is a bit odd, isn't it?
Yeah,
it should be
stupid.
Green.
Actually, that's a good point.
It's exactly right. I've been saying this for years and years and years.
But so remember when we were on air? Remember when we used to rate really high? Anyway, so back then, there used to be an on-air sign that would come up and it was in red.
Red.
Why wouldn't it be in green?
It always are. I don't know. It's actually, I've never thought about it, but it's a good point now you raise it.
Yeah. I've got another first world problem, by the way.
Oh, really?
Well, wait, hang on. Play the intro.
Every year of every day, thousands of people fall victim to FWP.
First world problems.
There we go. My temper bed that Jason Nicholas hooked up for
me.
Here
we go. This is a $13,000 bed, folks. Like, it's got more remote controls. It vibrates. In fact, if you get out of bed and you haven't had a great night's sleep and a massage and a happy ending, you haven't had a good night.
The foot massage by itself is just incredible.
Well, anyway, hang on. A bed...
I'm not joking.
Massages your foot.
Yeah, I've got a foot.
No, it massages every part of your body, Dan.
Foot massaging bed.
When I say if you get out of bed and you haven't had a good night's sleep, there is something wrong.
Wow.
You know what happened? Temper found out I was a bit crook and gave it to me because they thought it was going to be my deathbed, and I lived. I'm still here.
Sucked in, temper.
Oh, Jason Nicholas and temper. You have been sucked in.
You've just been rolled.
It is a magnificent bed. Anyway, the rotten thing's out of sync at the moment.
What?
Well, we don't have a control for both sides. It both either goes up or both goes down.
So mind you, folks, I've got to let you know this. That it's so if you put the massage on, you can massage a part of the bed or the whole bed.
Yeah. Like
just the lower back. It has got some serious tricks.
Because he got one too.
I got one too.
Right.
I wasn't dying, but I paid full retail.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't pay full retail.
Well, almost.
I got a very good.
You got
discount.
A good deal. Good you got
discount.
A good deal.
So what do they cost? I'm walking off the street. What are you looking at?
$13,000, the top of the range.
Yeah, but you can get a good one for it. It's $5,000 worth of happiness. It's just
you spend 8 hours a night. So a third of your life will be in the bed.
Anyway, so we're watching, and Trish is reading something, and she hasn't got the bed up.
Not Fifty Shades of Grey again.
No.
Remember when she got into that?
Yeah,
it
was a joke.
She was. Margot's life went 360. Fifty Shades of Grey came out. Margot came in Hugh Hefner with a gown on, smoking a cigar.
I needed the... What Billy Brandless had to put on the boy?
Stirrups.
I was going to give you a call.
Jeez.
No, I'm joking, darling. If you happen to find out about this, I'm joking. Anyway, so she's reading the book. I want to watch TV. And I push the back,
to lift it up, yep.
So you can watch TV in bed. It's out of sync by about a centimetre.
Oh, no.
Sorry, about a second. It's out of sync. So I go up, and I thought, oh, it's busted. And then Trish goes, oh. It's just so stupid.
Anyway, so did you get it sorted?
Well, I think you actually need to get someone who knows what they're doing to get it sorted.
No,
they're still working pretty well.
You've got to restart it. Hey, talking about beds and that sort of stuff, now you're getting older, right?
Yeah.
So I book a lot of golf trips and a lot of trips, getaways, and that's just part of who I am and what I want to do.
Mate, you enjoy life. There's nothing wrong with that. So don't feel like you have to explain yourself.
I don't.
For enjoying this wonderful world that we all live in.
I am not giving any excuses. Good. I do it, and I do it with aplomb, and I'm very high up in the hierarchy of organisations.
Yeah.
Right? So I do all the organising for our groups.
So you're the best bloke to have on team.
So I do it, but my attention to detail's not great, but I can get a deal done and I can make sure I get a run sheet pretty organised.
I can attest to that. Some of our trips to America at the Masters, you were pulling your weight handsomely.
Yeah. So, but there is one thing that has happened in the last 2 years that there is no coming back from.
What's that?
To do with trips.
To do with trips and to do with beds.
Oh,
okay.
Going forward from now on and for every day on, it is single brooms for people.
Single rooms.
So you are in a room by yourself.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. There is no shared accommodations anymore. So when you walk into a motel, even if it's the Taj Mahal of a room, but there is two beds in that room, it is a no-go.
Yep.
Now, what's brought this on? What's happened?
Farting, snoring, farting and snoring in particular, because the older you get, the worse you snore,
that's right,
and the worse you smell.
Yes.
All right. And there has been multiple, multiple complaints lodged to the tribunal, and there will be no more rooming together from the next trip onwards. There is no one. There is no, even if they're best mates, almost even if they're lovers.
Yeah.
A couple of my mates, even if they're lovers.
Really?
They will not be rooming together. That is to the level of
just the farting and burping and general old man style happenings.
Calling of the missus, you know, walking around in jocks, you know, just all that sort of stuff. I think once you get to 55, over your 50s, you're set in your ways. You're not going to change.
You touched on something that's dear to my heart.
Farting?
No. Jesus, Dan.
What?
When you're with another man and you're on a trip and they have that conversation with their wife and kids in your face, I almost feel like getting the bat of some kind and giving them a big whack. It is disgusting. Just leave the room, all the niceness, oh, what happened at school today? Mate, right here.
And we're on a
piss off.
And we're on a golf trip.
Go outside, you selfish, selfish human being.
Now, I've been on radio with you for 15 years, Mark, haven't I?
That's right.
Have you ever once heard me talk about Melbourne footy trips?
No.
I'm about to tell you something.
Oh, here we go.
From a Melbourne footy trip that I've never told.
Not on air anyway.
Hang on. Is this cone of silence or not? No, it's okay.
No, this is cone. Put the cone down, please.
Jesus, Daryl.
Good point. All right, so we're in the cone.
Hey, Daryl, this cone needs a dust. Yeah, have a look at it.
It is.
It's a filthy mess.
I wonder why. I don't know how, because we are in it quite often.
Truth.
So we play drinking games, as you can imagine.
Beer pong?
No, beer pong wasn't kind of around back then.
Okay.
So we had our own drinking games. One of the drinking games that we had was you would get up. We had the monkey committee, so this is kind of, I'm glad we're in the cone.
Is that the monkey hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil?
Very similar. So we had three wise monkeys.
Right.
And they adjudicated over all the happenings within the group.
So just to be clear, this is a Melbourne Demons footy trip.
Yeah, but let's just say it was Gary Lyon, Todd Viney and Brett Lovett. Just say they were the three monkeys. Just say hypothetically on this one trip, they were the three monkeys. And you would all come in, circle up at 6 o'clock in the evening, and we'd have a happy hour. So we'd all get in there and then penalties would be awarded.
Right.
For the rookies on the trip, they didn't know this, but the very first night, you'd always get up and say, all right, if you've spoken to your loved one on the phone, stand up.
Nice.
And it'd be three Guinnesses, three cans of Guinness.
What, you had to drink?
Bang.
What was the time limit?
You had to scull it.
Half an hour.
No, scull, one after another.
Three cans of beer?
Three cans of Guinness.
No wonder nothing's ever gone wrong on a footy trip.
So that's day two.
Please.
So day two, same thing. So these rookies wouldn't under. So if you'd done it, if you'd already owned up the first one, do you reckon how many people do you reckon would get to the end of the footy trip without speaking to their partner?
Thousands.
Oh,
none. They'd do it in secret. They'd learn their lesson.
Can't lie. Can't lie.
You can't lie.
If you get caught lying, it's another six, so you're not going to get caught lying.
It's a footy trip. You lie from go to woe.
How long was the trip?
A week.
A week without calling your wife or your girlfriend. Gee, she'd be in big trouble at home.
Yeah.
Big trouble.
Yeah. Only the players over the age of 27, only the players over the age of 27 didn't speak to their partners.
Didn't?
No.
That's a disgrace.
No, because they were clever. And they wanted to get away from their partner.
Yeah, okay.
So it was a kind of a bit of a separation. The young kids are in love.
Oh.
Oh, they have to speak to their partners, so you know they're gonna cop it.
Well, they do. Send a telegram or something.
No. SMS. We had phones back then. Okay. It wasn't that long ago. But the moral of the story is, when you go away, Marco, to your point, you're away with the boys. You spend time with the boys.
Yeah.
And if you are going to socialise with your missus on the phone or whatever. Yeah. Do it in your own time.
That's it.
Not in front of your mates.
They do it. Like it's almost their bragging good a husband or how good a boyfriend they are.
Yeah.
Coming up, Daz.
Coming up.
I couldn't give a rat's ass.
I've seen you travel to Augusta.
Yeah.
I've seen you travel in America and you don't call Trish that often unless your credit card gets stolen or you can't find your luggage. Is that true?
It's the early time.
So, so she doesn't expect you'll call and just say g'day and how was your day and just check in?
No. No, because if you start doing that, Dan, they expect it.
Yeah.
Right.
It's every four or 5 days.
I'm going to teach you one thing.
Every four or five.
I'm going to teach you one thing about marriage. Keep the expectations low and over-deliver.
That's it.
I'm telling you now, when I've been on trips, if I've been away for a week or for 2 weeks at a time, which I have done, if I didn't check in with Jay every maybe at most every second day, I'd be axe murdered in my sleep.
Listen, let me tell you this. Jay doesn't want to hear from you every day,
she
mate.
Doesn't.
she
doesn't.
I'm not that interested.
I'll be honest with you. Jay's actually told us this. She's actually said, what about when Dan goes away? He doesn't leave me alone.
She wants a holiday from you, mate. So do we.
So one room per person. Yeah, from now on,
that's
going
good, clever.
Totally fine.
That is good. That is good. The other thing too, I noticed with all these trips that we're booking, the trophies and the t-shirts and the hats are coming back in, like a group thing.
I love the t-shirt you're wearing today, by the way.
What's that one?
Well, it says the Golf Father, and it kind of looks like it's in the Godfather. What do you call it?
Silhouette. Yeah, the font or whatever it is. Yep.
Yeah, it's very. I like it. Yeah. It's good too.
We'll make a pic on the socials. That's a very good show.
So I found this
website. Have you been doing some curls lately?
Yeah, I have.
They look good.
I found this website called Temu. T-E-M-U.
This is where you got your
muscle shirt. Be fair to say, I could be in their top 10 or 15 purchases going forward.
Can I tell you this? I've been on Temu lately.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
But you know, I got three golf towels. But Temu do the greatest golf towel in the whole world.
I brought three Yabby Nets the other day. They were $4.97 each.
In Temu?
Yep.
Selling Yabby Nets.
Temu sell everything. I also bought a gold chain.
Actually, Why did you buy a gold chain?
Because it looked good.
Do you have a Mr. Tea Party coming up or something?
It's got an S on it. So now that comes to golf, and if you win the day, you've won the money.
Hang on a second. I know you well. Now... I reckon that S isn't for Schwartz. It's for Superman. I know it.
So you don't know that. I haven't told the boys that yet.
Oh, you got problems.
I've got to find this photo.
God.
But there's a great photo of this chain.
Well, while you find the photo, what's the website? How do you spell it?
T-E-M-U.
There's an app. Don't even worry about the website.
Just get the app.
Get the app. And, you know, just quickly, I know a lot of people play golf who listen to this. These golf towels that are too big to go through the little towel hole on every single bag, people don't know what that towel hole is for because it's too small. So you know what I did? I got a gym towel. It's really, really long. It's thin. It's like it's almost like the towels that you would find on a bar table.
Yeah.
And you put one end through the towel hole. The other end goes on top of the irons.
Yeah.
And you never lose your towel. You don't have these, you know, these stupid golf towels. They've got little hooks or they've got a hole in it and all that kind of stuff. Who uses that?
I got Nike Air Jordan pitch repairers.
From Temu.
Yeah, and I got Naked Lady Tees.
From Caddyshack.
Yep, I got Naked Lady Tees.
Oh, that's so good. Can I look?
I'll get one for me.
Got a picture?
I've got pictures everywhere. So I've got, I've been buying everything off it. You know what I did? I brought all my Christmas stuff, of course.
Yeah.
From tablecloths to lights to...
Yes. Is your Christmas tree still up?
Still up. I had it on last night. Again.
What, the light? You're still firing the lights up?
Still firing the lights.
And on your Christmas tree?
And I got me Merry Christmas... I got me Merry Christmas light up. And I've got the flashing little clover. So I love that sort of stuff.
Now you got some simple selfishness?
I got the simple selfishness.
God.
Refers to you.
It's become what?
Refers to you.
Why? I'm the least selfish person I know.
Except when it comes to your kids.
Oh, don't.
Now, this is where it goes to new levels with you. Because I've never brought this up and I've never had to, but today is the day.
Ooh.
I don't mind sitting in traffic for 2.5 hours because I choose to live in Geelong.
Yeah, that's right.
That's my choice.
That's right.
It's also my choice when we podcast. Well, I thought it was, but clearly it's not.
You mean when we record it?
Yeah, when we record it.
Yeah.
So normally we try and go live, but more often than not, it is recorded. So we try and record, Dan, to be fair.
Reasonable hours.
11 o'clock Mondays, 11 o'clock Wednesdays,
11
o'clock
Thursdays,
2 o'clock here,
2
o'clock
there.
All right. I've realised recently we've had a couple of 3 o'clockers that we're trying to get in, and we've had a couple of 9 o'clockers to try and get in.
That's right.
All right. which is okay.
Happens occasionally.
They don't seem to work for one Mark Allen because one Mark Allen has to drop his kids off to school.
Oh, I see what we're going
Or
here.
Pick his kids up from school. Now, I'll tell you this.
We live a long way from the station.
They live so close to the station. Not only that, his daughter goes to school within how close to home, Mark?
6-minute drive.
6-minute drive?
So that'd be like a 20-minute walk.
20-minute walk at tops. At tops.
Maybe a bit longer.
All right. Or an 8-minute bike ride. It's
a very heavy bag.
All right. From there, from his house to the station, let's say it's a 5-minute walk. Let's say it's a 5-minute walk. For Kelly to jump on the train at the train station, go to his thing, get off, easy.
But the kid's got two bags.
But no, Mark has. So I'm going to say this to you, Mark. Your kids are selfish. And I'm going to give this to all other parents out there. If your kids live within 2 kilometres or under a 10-minute walk from the train station or school,
fair enough.
They must be walking.
That's fair enough.
They must be walking because at the moment, your kids are costing me an hour and a half each way.
Just on that. I welcome the feedback.
I know you love your kids, mate. I welcome it.
But
the soles of their shoes aren't worn. I'll give you the tip.
I welcome it. But on the back of that feedback, I have got a business idea for you because one of the reasons I do this,
I love this,
is because the bag is so bloody heavy. Yeah. They are heavy bags.
Huge.
And he's quite often he's doing rowing and the bag is just, I just feel sorry for the kids.
Does he have his own paddle?
No, they
supply paddles.
They supply paddles.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. I think they're called oars.
Okay.
Right. Anyway, yeah. What, you know, when we go to the airport and we've got a bag that has wheels on it and the little thing comes up.
Oh, I love that.
Why have we got, for girls in particular, why don't we have the school bag that has the wheels and the little handle that comes up like a school, like you do on the when you go to the airport?
I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because it's not COOL.
They'd get bashed?
Of course they'd get bashed.
Well, look, the first kid through the walls is the one that's going to get bloody, right?
Yes. Yeah.
That first kid who turns up, that first kid's going to get hell bashed out of him.
Yeah.
All right?
But from then on.
But after that, I think it's going to work.
I think it will work too.
So we might have to sacrifice a few kids along the way.
We've got a mate. Right. We've got a mate who owns a bag company.
Yeah.
I think Sonny Roth from Antler Luggage. Surely Antler Luggage can come up with a school bag version.
That's right.
I was actually, business idea on the back of that.
Yeah.
What about one of my favourite movies is Back to the Future.
Yeah.
One of my favourite parts in Back to the Future was the hovercraft.
Oh, I love
it. Or the hoverboard.
The hoverboard is
Imagine we had a
king.
Hover bag.
Imagine the hover bag!
Imagine you could put it on your back so you didn't lose control of it, but it just hovered.
Yeah.
It just hovered, so you took all the weight off the shoulders.
You'd walk along like
shoulders.
You're on the moon.
Of course you would. It'd be like that.
You're walking on the moon.
Now, I'll tell you, there'd be no bashing there.
No way.
You would walk in there and you would almost put the gold chain on with the big S on it.
The bully would be coming at you. You just jump over him. You'd have so much hover in your bag.
So back to your kids.
Hover bag's a good idea.
You can't be any more on my kids.
No, back to your kids.
Jeez.
From now on, they've got to start putting in some legwork and start walking to and from the train station occasionally. And during summer, it's a good time.
Yeah.
Winter, I'll cut you some slack.
Hang on.
But when we record the podcast, can we do it at a reasonable hour, like 11 o'clock?
Can I suggest something? Because I do appreciate your long trips from Geelong into town.
Thank you. It's not long. It's the same distance every time. All right? It doesn't change. It is just what in between us when we drive.
Just to even things up. And this is the proof that my selfishness levels are low.
Oh, yeah. No, I know
are
that.
Very low.
No, I'm talking about your kids,
when
not
Dan
you.
Has to go down to Geelong and you happen to be in Geelong at the same time, I'm happy to take one for the team and get down there. Yeah. I'm sure I can find something to do down there.
I love Geelong. It's a great place.
What do you mean you can find something to do?
There's heaps to do.
Well, honestly, you think there's nothing in Geelong to do? You're treating it as though you're going to a footy ground.
I go and, find a nice toasted sandwich somewhere.
Oh, best toasted sandwich
down there.
Unbelievable.
Go on the Ferris wheel down at the waterfront.
Yeah.
You know where we do love going, the Corio Roadhouse.
Oh, that's on the way home.
You can still come in and do a Yui and get it. And it's worth doing.
Is it?
It is worth doing.
What's the specialty?
sandwiches.
Is it?
Toasted Sangers. Yeah.
It's a pretty legendary place.
Oh, it used to be. Well, it's Rockstar. So trucks and, yeah, if you're a truckie, right, and you're on the road all the time, you know your good places to stop.
Yeah.
The Cryo Roadhouse is like institutionalised.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you are a truckie and you have got a rip-roaring joint to stop that we don't know about, just get in touch with our socials. Or, Dan, how do they leave a voice message? Because I love the voice messages.
Go to the website, coupleofblokes.com, and there's a little button that says record here. Do it on your mobile phone. It's easy. It takes 2 seconds.
I was doing a trip from LA to Vegas on the road. And my mate Kevy.
How many trips are you doing a year these days?
My mate Kevy said, stop in at the Chicken Ranch. Cracking joint.
Chicken Ranch.
Yeah, you'll have unbelievable food. The Chicken Ranch was not a takeaway food place.
What was it?
It was a brothel. it was a brothel. I didn't realise until I walked through the front door. I was going in there to get a toasty, and it was actually a brothel.
Bloody Kevy wants to have a long look at himself.
You've just reminded me talking about brothels.
You've just
reminded me about something.
What happened?
Well, you know,
got robbed.
You know, at the end of my street, the people who, you know, we've got some commission homes. Well, not commission homes. It's public housing that just been built.
Yeah.
Well, one of them does have a red light on the front porch.
No, but that's not for.
I don't know.
That's not for sexual
activity. Well, I think I'm not sure, but it is red.
Yeah.
Anyway,
keeps away the mozzies, apparently.
Yeah. Anyway, there are some interesting people going in and out of that house. Yeah. It's fair to say.
Yep.
I think you're reading too much into that.
There's some interesting.
No, he's not.
There's some interesting types.
Yes.
Okay. So the other day, I come into my street. And you know how it's a hill.
Yeah,
it's a hill. I've come into the street, ready to get home. You know, I've done everything I had to do.
Yep.
And there is a car towing a very big trailer, and the trailer is hooked up to a bomb, and he's pulling it up the street.
Oh no!
And the car on the very end, the wheels aren't straight.
Oh,
so
no.
He's
so
drifting,
it's dragging it.
He's drifting out to the right, and he's going up.
Oh no!
So I start turning the horn, mate. What are you doing? Right, I've recognised him. Right, he's come from the corner. Yeah, okay. Anyway, I've stopped. I said, mate, this isn't a job for one man. He goes, well, I just have to get the car up here, put it in park, then I'll go around and I'll put the trailer up because I've got to get the car on the back of the trailer.
Please tell me you helped him.
Of course I helped him.
Because you're a man of tool. You're a man with, you know.
Mate, I'm with Oakley Tech. I know my stuff.
Of course you do.
Bloody hell.
Of course you do.
So in the end, I'm in this beat up old car with spiders and God knows what all over the place. He's got these, the ramps up onto the trailer that are thinner than the wheels.
So the wheels are hanging over the edge. So you've got to get it perfect. Otherwise you're going to
this
dump.
Bloke. Who looks like he's just come from the Hangover movie.
Yep.
Yeah, right. He's got the glasses. He's shirtless. He's barefooted for fucking sake. Right? And he's directing me. I'm in this thing. It's got no power. Because it's a hill. I'm rolling down.
And you got it on?
I got it on.
Oh, yeah.
Got it up.
That's just like making a good putt.
Got it done.
Well done.
But my God, what a shock. You walk into your own street and there is... That's happening.
When you come into your street, are they playing 70s music?
Now, you were talking earlier, Ox, about how this decision of yours with...
Single rooms.
Yep. Is a sign you're getting older.
Oh, yeah.
We've had some feedback that is indicating you may indeed be getting older.
Oh, here we go.
So it's going to be something wise?
Is that in feedback or are we doing it now?
No, we'll do it after. We'll do it in a couple of seconds. We'll go and get a cup of coffee and a glass of water and we'll come back and do it in a sec. All right, you ready?
I'm ready. I'm looking at your face though.
I know what it is too.
Is this a setup?
No, I know what it is.
All right,
good.
We'll come
it's
back
good.
After this.
It's good.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is the Couple of Blokes podcast with Ox and Marco. And as always, thanks to our great mates at E&S Trading. Make sure to subscribe and you'll never miss an episode. And it'd be great if you could rate and review us wherever you get your pods.
What are you looking at? You're looking at something.
No, you know how you were talking about Caddyshack before?
Yeah.
You're talking about the movie.
One of the greatest ever movies.
Oh, please, don't go there.
Don't you dare.
Hang on. What are you talking
about? It's not one of the greatest movies.
Oh, I thought you'd love Caddyshack.
No.
Why not?
Well, there's a couple of funny bits. Like a couple of little funny bits.
What? Which one?
Well, Roger Dangerfield.
No. Say it again, please.
Roger.
It's Rodney Dangerfield. Rodney Dangerfield. One of the greatest ever comics in the history of the world.
He's actually funny. But Bill Murray is about as funny as shit in a spacesuit in that movie.
What?
He's a groundkeeper. Just kill it.
What about Mrs. Green? I'm looking at you. You wore green so you could hide.
But that's stupid.
What about all that stuff?
No.
I'm genuinely surprised that you don't
good
like
Polly Waffle scene.
It's a great scene, or Chiquito, whatever it was.
Yeah, that's good. But other than that, it is very, like, seriously.
I'll tell you what I will give you. I will give you Caddyshack 2. That awful.
I walked out. That was the first movie I've ever walked out in the middle of.
Oh, I didn't even know there was a Caddyshack 2.
It started so bad, they should just destroy whatever is left.
I tell you what, another sequel that's terrible. Dumb and Dumber, brilliant. Dumb and Dumberer. Awful.
Same as Teen Wolf.
Teen Wolf 2 was no good.
Teen Wolf was about basketball.
Yeah.
Teen Wolf 2, exactly the same movie, but they took out the basketball court and put in a boxing ring.
Oh, that's just stupid.
That's all it was. He became a boxer.
That's just ridiculous.
Stupid.
Hey, Rodney Dangerfield, best ever joke? Yeah, can you do jokes in Rodney Dangerfield style?
No, okay.
My wife, she likes to talk to me during sex. Last week, she called me from Chicago.
He's actually good.
I reckon I missed the movie. There were boobs in the movie, I remember that. If you love your social media, by the way, there's Rodney Dangerfield sites. You know, there's just, you know, you just get old jokes, Rodney telling jokes.
And the other one is so good. There's another on socials is Leslie Nielsen.
Oh, really?
From Lizzie. Oh, he's so funny.
Don't call me Shirley.
he says one about your dog's got a smile on its face. And the lady goes, that's not his dog. That's his bum. And he goes, well, it's not going to enjoy the treat I just gave it.
Leslie Nielsen is so good. Anyway, the reason I brought a Caddyshack again was because late last year, December 30, in fact, Lacey Underall passed away.
That's right.
69 years old, passed away natural causes.
Imagine Lacey Underall dying at the age of 69.
Which one's
you
Lacey?
You couldn't get anything more poetic.
Caddyshack.
The young lady. Her parents sent us here. My daddy sent me here for the summer. You know,
she's 69.
Yeah.
Well, she was.
Yeah. And she was with Chevy Chase, and there was a picture of them about 2 months earlier before she died. She looked great.
Yeah.
Good as gold.
And what about who else died just recently?
Who else?
Apollo Creed.
Yes, I heard it on the radio recently.
Apollo Creed.
I didn't even know.
The master of disaster. The king of sting. Well,
Without Apollo, there's no Rocky.
Oh, I realise who Apollo is. I just didn't know he died.
Without Apollo, there's no Predator.
Carl Weathers.
Without Apollo, there's no Happy Gilmore.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, very sad.
Rest in peace, Carl.
Right, now we've...
He was a great man.
He was a great entertainer.
Lost his hand late in life.
He was going to be the Black Arnold Palmer.
Oh, we got some feedback.
Well, no, this is not so much feedback. This is a message from somebody.
Yeah.
Oh, is this back on what you were talking about me before?
This is about you being old. Well, not feeling like you're old, right? Yeah. So we've got a message from Brooksy. Brooksy's written in.
Oh, I like Brooksy.
Yeah, Brooksy's written in.
You'll look after me.
Hey, guys. Fantastic pod.
Thanks.
On a recent show, the Ox referred to Al Bundy from Married with Children. We'll talk about what that show's like.
Al Bundy's one of my favourite of all time.
It was a great
characters.
Show.
Well,
great
this
show.
Is the point. And this, in fact, you might remember like 3 minutes ago, you called Rodney Dangerfield Roger Dangerfield.
Well, yes.
Very similar. Brooksy said, Ox called Al Bundy Ted Bundy.
No way.
Al was many things, according to Brooksy, but he wasn't a serial killer.
No. You know, Marco, how much I'm into my serial murderers.
Yeah, I know.
I know the Ted Bundy story better than anyone, all right? You wouldn't know what type of car he drove, but anyway, that's another story.
What was it?
It was a Volkswagen.
Thank you.
Beetle. So.
No wonder he
There is no
mad.
Way that I would get Ted and Al mixed up.
Well, Brooksy's not making it up.
Of course he's making it. Just went in the herd right.
No, mate, Daryl said, Daryl. Can you play it, please, Dezza?
There is no way.
He'll have it in about a minute. He'll get that ready.
I don't think, one minute. You're basically saying you didn't make a little casual slip in conversation.
It wouldn't have been a slip. It would have been either deliberate or it wasn't done at all.
Can you blow the protest siren, please? Mm-hmm. Look, sometimes when you come in, you've had a big night the night before. Just every once in a while.
Well, it's only when I get in here at 9 I've sat in traffic for 4 hours because you're too selfish to do it later on the day.
And I put to you that Dan and I have just a little giggle at some of the little slips that we let go by, and this wouldn't surprise me one little
How can you get
bit.
Al Bundy, who is a great comedian TV man, with one of the worst serial killers of all time in Ted Bundy?
I think it might have been, you know what it might have been, Marco? It could have been that show. Remember that show a couple of weeks ago that Ox came in hungover?
Yeah.
I wonder if it was that show.
I bet it was.
I'm not sure. It could have been.
Have I ever been hungover
be
once?
Guaranteed.
Yeah, you have been. Daz has just given us a wink. We've got the tape ready. Let's have a listen.
Leave your money on the fridge. But all that stuff.
Married with Children is just awful.
Are you joking?
No, I'm not.
Ted Bundy's character in that was amazing.
No. Not once. You said it twice.
Oh, God. That is a shocker.
Mate, but look, to be fair, it was like a slab and, you know, how many... It was one of those tapings that you were recovering from.
If you were married to Peggy too, you'd want to be 10 bucks.
Oh, my God. She was great.
I love Peggy.
Peggy was one of the greatest characters
in
TV.
Make sure I've got a name. Is her name Peg? I don't want to get it wrong.
Peg Bundy.
It is Peg Bundy.
Peggy. So it was Peg Bundy, Al Bundy, and we got a... Bud. Was it Bud?
Bud Bundy.
And what was Christine Applegate's character called?
Oh, she was so good.
Lovely.
She lit up the screen.
Oh, yeah.
My goodness, she was good.
Yeah.
Christina Applegate.
God, she's gone through some tough times lately.
I think she's back on top.
No, she's not well. She's not well. No.
Well, thoughts are with you.
Like a really lovely human.
Yep.
Superstar.
Hey, why don't we stick on feedback while we're talking?
Let's go.
Right. Feedback here. Simon has written in, Ox, your holiday sounded like an episode of Naked and Afraid. Early tap out.
It wasn't good. I still have got my sea legs. That's a funny thing when you get off a boat, right? You're still rocky. Three days later.
Really?
3 days later, I went to the toilet and I was sitting on the toilet and I kind of fell across and I hit the side wall.
You're kidding?
Like I was just still woozy, and after 3 days,
it is amazing. You know, I had a friend. His name's Neil McPherson, McPherson Real Estate.
Macca,
you know Macca,
good
champion,
fella.
Bad golfer, great bloke,
shit golfer.
Yeah. Anyway, he took us for a bit of a spin in the bay, but he said, "Do you want to go out through the heads?"
Yeah.
And I said, "Yeah, no worries." It was a beautiful day. It was hardly a breath. It went from being we were on a pond. In Port Phillip Bay.
To swell.
To a 30-foot swell as you go in. And then all of a sudden you can go, holy moly, now I know what this is all about.
Yeah.
Because it went from a bathtub to a movie in 100 metres. It was incredible.
The sea was angry that day, my friend.
I remember getting off a boat from Brampton Island to Mackay. I got off Mackay Harbour, got picked up by my father-in-law.
Yeah.
We're driving along the road from Mackay Harbour into town.
Yeah.
We got like maybe, I don't know, half a kilometre down the road. And I said, Ken, you got to stop. He said, what? I said, stop the car. And he's pulled up, opened the door, and I've absolutely vomited out the door.
Yeah. Some people are good on the ocean. Some people aren't.
I am not good. Now, I remember our mate Dargs from Port Douglas.
Yeah. Is he still with us?
Yeah, he's good. Yeah, he went through the cyclone.
He's had about 18 cyclones, 4,000 metres of water he's had.
Is this the bloke who put his boat in the river with all the other boats? I remember Dargs.
Dargs has said, hey, Ox. Who would have thought Far North Queensland will be a little bit windy on the water in cyclone season?
Yeah. I just didn't pick it. Just got it wrong by that much.
Yeah, yeah. We've been talking.
No wonder I got a special. No wonder I only had to pay 30%. Come on up here, sucker.
Yeah. Remember, we were talking, actually on two or three pods about KFC, Macca's. We've been leading probably too much, more than we should, to be honest. Yeah. Alan's written in and said, hey, guys, I reckon you should support the small business guys for fast food.
That's why we did Cryo Village.
There you go.
To Cryo Roadhouse. Yeah. We just give that a pump up. If you want us to pump up your little. Eatery or takeaway, let us know.
The voicemail. Go to coupleblokes.com, push the little button, leave a voicemail, we'll put you on.
My favourite used to be in Beechworth, before the Beechworth Bakery, where the Beechworth Bakery is now. There used to be a little fish and chip shop there called Gorkum's.
Are you kidding
me? That used to be our go-to. Gorkum shut down, the Beechworth Bakery took over, and now look at that monolith.
Hey, Mark.
Well, hang on. Monolith?
Well, it's a monolith. It was a monolith, but now they've got
Behemoth.
Other... No, monolith.
Monolith?
Biggest standing... You know,
oh,
monolith
yeah,
is.
The big... pointy things.
No, monolith is a freestanding structure.
Oh.
I think.
I thought monolith just meant something big.
Well, the biggest monolith is rock. Is rock's
on.
A monolith.
I'll find out.
All right.
Hey, Siri, what is a monolith?
If it mentions my BMX.
Stone block made of one single piece.
Bang.
There we go.
Yep. Now, very funny that you should check that there. Ox, can you check this next bit of feedback here from Melbourne Mark?
Oh.
I want you to read this feedback out
here. It's not me. Who is it?
All right.
Who's Melbourne?
Melbourne Mark 45.
Right.
Hey, Marco, stop saying, hey, Siri, my car play thinks it's me. Stop the podcast waiting for instructions. When Ox says it, it ignores him.
Well, it's his voice. When you get your phone and you hook it up to your voice, you've got to say, hey, Siri, this, hey, Siri, that, hey, Siri, what's the time, hey, Siri. It actually knows your voice. So Melbourne Mark and I must have a similar voice.
No, what it is.
Hey, Siri, turn left.
Don't do that. What it is, you've got better control over women than I do. So I need something like, hey, Bob, or hey, Jack, or hey, Julian. Why is there a boy?
Hey, Jules.
Why is there a boy name?
I don't know.
Well, Siri could be unisex, maybe.
Yeah.
Hey, Tristan.
Hey, him, them, her.
No. Yes.
We got pronouns? Have we got a pronoun for our car voice?
Yeah. No, I don't know. Yeah. We've got an email here from Phil who's written in.
Flipper.
Ox and Marco, surely you get a PK Ripper as your trophy bike, Ox. Remember the trophy thing you want to put on the wall?
I love PK Rippers.
They were the best and the most prestigious bike when we were kids in the 80s with blue tufts and red snake belly tyres.
Yep.
Remember those tyres?
Yeah.
Amazing. So
yeah, I've got a few mates who have got a trophy BMX, just like you say. You know, kids who were brought up on the wrong side of the tracks and had to get a Bumblebee, you know, the type. They now, those successful ones, once they've gone through, they've actually got themselves a trophy bike. I've got a mate. His name is Jeff, and he's got a mongoose.
We went into your mate down at the car auctions.
That's right. Steve Curtin.
Steve Curtin's got two up on his wall.
That's right.
BMXs.
You know what else you had as a trophy? And you had a trophy pinball machine in your house. You had a couple.
I do.
If I'm getting a trophy anything from the
pinball
80s.
Machine.
It would be remember the Playboy one?
Yeah,
Playboy one. I know there were better ones afterwards, like the Addams Family and all that kind of stuff. But the first one that I fell in love with as a kid was the Playboy one.
Well, you saw girls in there. I think with everything going on with Playboy, I reckon it's lost its luster a little bit. But if I could have one now, it would be the Addams Family.
The Addams Family would be the one.
I get a tabletop, those tabletops.
I've had them as well. They're not – you kind of
– what?
Kind of what?
You kind of don't fall in love with them because the games are a bit outdated but the pinball doesn't.
We have got...
I know Galaga and all that.
How can you fall out of love with Galaga?
Only because when you look at the games now, and some of the games now are unbelievable.
They look like Pong, don't they? I mean, Space Invaders is one step up on Pong these days compared to what my kids playing.
First of all, you criticise Caddyshack. Now you criticise Galaga.
I love Galaga. I've had three or four Galaga machines. I've had stand-up table machines. Yeah. I've had the flat ones. I love them.
Yeah.
But when you have them, you don't really play them because they are – you play them once or twice when you're pissed with your mates and that's it.
Can I ask you both, you sound like Galaga experts to me. I was never any good at the challenging stage. I was a complete hack at it. Like, I'd get 30.
Well, you got to move over to the left for the first lot.
But I, even right. I had it in the memory. I knew what I was doing. Yeah. I was like, my every time I pushed the thing, it would shoot every second push. Is it? Do you have to get into a good rhythm when you're pushing the
course
fire button?
Of course you do.
I might have been going too quick or something.
You would have been, Mark. It's all about timing.
Yeah. It's a great fun game.
You know what happens when you go too quick?
Yeah.
It ends in disaster.
That's exactly right.
Last bit of feedback today, and this is actually a question for you guys. It's a can we still be friends question.
Of course we can.
From Davo from Launceston.
Yeah.
Ooh. Davo, hey boys, love the pod. Want to know, can I be friends with my best mate who I have just found out is watching maths every night with his wife, and they do have a second living area with another TV that he could use?
That is a very interesting question. Because
if he's got a relationship with somebody on the show, absolutely.
He doesn't say.
As in one of his mates?
Yeah.
No problem.
Doesn't say.
Other than that, you're on really, really dicey ground.
I'll tell you what. If this friend of yours starts telling you about what's happening in the episodes in general chit-chat,
yeah,
I think it's time to finish up.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I tell you, you guys aren't watching maps, obviously.
I wouldn't cop that.
I don't watch it. You watch maps?
No.
I've never watched maps.
I watched 5 minutes of it the other day when it came on with Trish, because she's into it, and my daughter Olivia, they're into it. And it's impossible to watch.
Well,
it's an impossibility to watch.
Last night I was flicking and I put on Australian Idol.
Right. Any good?
Not bad. I saw a couple of singers. One was crap. The other one was really good. That was okay, but I'm not going to lock in. I'm not going to lock in for, because they choose 30. I'm not going to look at every 30.
Yeah, you know, Australian Idol, I love it. You know, when you find a super nobody and you're looking at them going, you can't sing.
Oh,
there's no way you're going to blow
my.
You're
the voice of an angel.
There's no way. And they get up.
Yeah.
And they just go. It's actually, you find yourself just in awe with your mouth open watching the telly.
But what about the ones that actually go and try out that are shocking?
Yes.
Have they got no self-awareness or have they got no friends?
Yeah.
Because if I was a friend of one of those people and he said to me, I'm going on Australian Idol, I said, no, you're not, mate.
Yeah.
Because you're going to make a dick of yourself.
Who was you loved her? The boy, someone Boyle?
Oh, Suzanne Boyle.
Suzanne Boyle.
Susan.
Susan Boyle, her YouTube clip of what she did.
Oh, yeah.
And they show the two blokes interviewing her at the start and they're kind of looking around going, hey, there's no way.
Oh, she's amazing. Work. She's so good.
When
she
got up and barreled and just went crazy.
She won it.
That was one of the highest ever YouTube clips ever in the history of YouTube.
Actually, can we play
it
a little
so
bit of that?
Big.
Can we just have a
please.
Have a listen. Now, if that doesn't get the hair on the back of your neck standing up, I don't know what else will.
I've got a tear in my eye.
I'm not the biggest fan of him, though.
Who?
Simon Cowell.
Why?
No, he's a bit of a strange cat.
You got to have as far as bad judges go, he's the greatest bad judge since Red Simons on Hey Hey It's Saturday. Easy.
That's every comparison. Red Simon's Simon Cowell. Simon Cowell's worth $1 billion and Red Simon's.
He was a bass player on Skyhooks.
Yeah. So, hang on, just to wrap up on Davo from Launceston's question, short answer, can he be friends with his mate?
Yes, keep it to yourself and the friendship can go on. If you don't keep it to yourself, expect it to finish.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Don't talk to him, mate. If he's bringing that up in chit chat, just that's it.
Bye-bye.
Over.
All right, time to crack a joke, spin the wheel.
Let's go.
You're not going to believe it.
What is it?
You're not going to believe it.
What?
Godfather joke.
Because you're wearing the Godfather. Come on. There must be a beauty.
I got one.
Righto.
All right, Godfather joke. Mark, I'm not sure if you know this, but I met the godfather of the Scottish Mafia earlier.
Did you really?
He made me an offer I couldn't understand.
That is the best one I've had for a long time.
See you boys next week.
Will do.
And thanks for listening to the Couple of Blokes podcast with Ox and Marco. And if you get a chance to share it with a friend, that'd be fantastic.
Massive thanks to the team at the E&S Trading Clearance Centre in Clayton on Dandenong Road. And if you're not in Melbourne, you can check them out online. Some massive savings. Couple of Blokes executive producer is Dan Bradley at Kaizen Media, and sound design from Daryl Misson at loudzebra.com. We'll see you next time.
A couple more jokes.
Yeah, yeah, we go. Just for us.
What kind of coffee does the Godfather drink in the morning?
I don't know.
An Al Pacino.
Yes! Oh, yeah. Yeah, nice. Very good. You got one more?
What do you call sending an owl to Harry Potter's Godfather?
Sending an owl?
Sending an owl.
I don't know.
Blackmail.
What?
Blackmail. What do you call sending an owl to Harry Potter's Godfather?
Sending an owl to Harry Potter...
Blackmail. What's blackmail got to do with anything?
Well, blackmail is so the Godfather, you would blackmail somebody.
Yeah.
So that's what it is.
Did you say an owl?
An owl. O-O-W-L.
Okay. So here's what's happened here.
What do you
call? You've given us a great joke. Then you've just another really good one, and you followed it up with an absolute shocker.
God, I'm only reading a mare.
You've had a mare,
mate. I'm glad no one's hearing this shit.
Jesus.
All right. What do you call a swordfish that acts out scenes from The Godfather?
Don't know.
Marlon Brando.
Yes!
that'll do.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.